काम पर आदि बेड़ा चैप्टर 17 सप्तदश परिच्छेद टेक्स्ट 21 नामीव केवलम कलौनास्तेव नास्तेव गतिरन्यथा दिस इज अ पॉली देयर इज नो अदर मीन्स फॉर सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन then chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. Harikare naam rupi Krishna avatar, naam hoite hoi sarva jagat nistha. This age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is incarnation of Lord Krishna. Simply by chanting holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. Lariya lagi hare naam ti tinibar jara loko budhaite puna evaka. This verse repeats the word eva certainly 3 times for emphasis. And it also 3 times repeats hare naam, holy name of the Lord, just to make common people understand. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, to emphasize something to an ordinary person, one may repeat it 3 times, just as one might say, you must do this. Emphasis. Thus, Brahma Naradiya Purana repeatedly emphasizes the chanting of the holy name, so that people may take it seriously and thus free themselves from the clutches of Maya. It is our practical experience in Krishna consciousness movement all over the world that many millions of people are actually coming to the spiritual state of life simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra regularly according to the prescribed principles. Therefore, our request to all our students is that the daily chant at least 16 rounds of the Saranama Mahamantra penselessly. Your name. Yes. Following the regulative principles, thus their success will be assured without a doubt. Why failure? Not chanting your name, that's failure. केवल शब्द पुनरपि निश्चयकरण ज्ञान योग तप कर्म आदि निवारण यूज ऑफ द वर्ड केवल ओनली प्रोहिबिट्स ऑल ऑफ द प्रोसेसेस सच एज कल्टिवेशन ऑफ नॉलेज प्रैक्टिस ऑफ मिस्टिक योग एंड परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ स्ट्रिटीज एंड स्वीट एक्टिविटीज परपट ऐसी लपूपात अवर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट स्ट्रेसेस the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra only, whereas those who do not know the secret of success for this age of Kali unnecessarily indulge cultivation of knowledge, practice of mystic yoga, or the performance of spiritual activities, or useless austerities. They are simply wasting their time, misleading their followers. When we point this out, very plainly to an audience, members of opposing groups become angry at us. But according to the injunctions of Shastras, we cannot make compromise. No compromise. Where is compromise? Prabhupada never makes compromise. Yes. We cannot make compromise with the use with the sober jnanis, jogis, karmis and tapasvis. When they say they are as good as we are, we must say that only we are good, they are not good. This is not our obstinacy, it is the injunction of the Shastra. Prabhupada doesn't follow Shastra.
Who says that follows us? What is this? Nonsense. You said it.
This is the injunction of Shastras. We must not deviate from the injunction of the Shastra.
So, what is deviation?
We must not deviate from the injunction of Shastra. This is confirmed. Next verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. अन्यथा जमाने तार नहीं को निस्तार नहीं 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 ये तीन एवकार दिस वर्स क्लियरली स्टेट्स दैट एनीवन हु एक्सेप्ट्स एनी अदर पाथ कैन नॉट बी डिलीवर्ड दिस इज द रीजन फॉर द ट्रिपल रिपीटेशन नथिंग एल्स नथिंग एल्स नथिंग एल्स व्हिच एम्फसाइजेस the real process of self-realization. So clear. Krishna nama Krishna rupo Doito samana
Krishna nama Krishna rupo Doito samana
Krishna nama Krishna rupo transcendental form of Sri Krishna are identical. The name, form and the holy image, all the three are exactly the same. No difference. All these three and transcendent are transcendental by nature and hence there is not the least difference between them. Sri Krishna's body is Sri Krishna himself. There is no categorical difference between the body and the being in transcendental plane. So also with respect to the name and the form or swarup denoted by the name, no difference. Deha, dehi, nama, nami, Krishna, nahi, bheda. There is no difference between the body of Krishna and Krishna himself. No difference between the name of Krishna and Krishna himself, isn't it? But jiva dharma nama deha surupa vibheda. But in a jiva, that difference. The name of the jiva is different from the body of the jiva and surupa of the jiva, isn't it? Name is Mr. Allen, isn't it? So this is not same, the surupa of the jiva, your surupa. Is different. But in respect of Krishna, there is no difference. Ato eva Krishna nama deho viraso.
Ato eva Krishna nama deho viraso.
Prakritindriyo rajyano.
Prakrindriyo Vrajyano
Aye Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, the name, the body, and the leelas of Sri Krishna are not subject to the understanding of human senses. Senses of the conditioned souls. In other words, not the subject to the understanding of the material senses. They are self-effulgent and self-willing truth. They will be revealed. If your senses are purified, they will be revealed. As long as your senses are material, you are in material plane, material senses, you cannot understand this thing, it will never reveal to it. Understand, Mr. Allen? Yes, Mr. Premji. Yes. While corroborating the above statements, Rupa Goswami, in his celebrated kavya, Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, quotes the following sloka from Padma Purana. Atah Sri Krishna Namahadi Nahavet Rajyam Indriyai Sivankhehi Jvahadu Swayam Evasradiyada. Hence, Sri Krishna's name, form, quality and leelas are beyond comprehension of human senses, beyond the comprehension of material senses. Understand? When a jiva actually realizes that in his spiritual nature he is eternal servant of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, jiva nitya Krishna das, then they are alone, the transcendental name, etc., spontaneously manifest themselves in his spiritual sense of glance, such as the tongue, eye, ears, etc. A lot. Sri Krishna's qualities and his leelas, the characteristic traits of his servitors, being eternal, spiritual, full of transcendental bliss, are not comprehensible by the material forms, flavors, odors, sounds, and talk of fallen jivas, slaves of the triple qualities of sattva, rasa, and tama. How will it be? Understand? This is science, spiritual science. One should understand it. Therefore, Narnam Chintamani said, Krishna nama chintamani anadi chinvayo. Like desire fulfilling tree, the name will give you everything, whatever desire you have, Mr. Allen. Mr. Allen has desire to eat stone, the Krishna name will give you stone, yeah, all right, eat stone, yes, isn't it? He has this desire to eat stone, so he gets stone, yes. Why such desire, Those who are fruitive actors, fruitive karmi, sodama karmi, they have so many material desires. If they may be chanting Hare Krishna, the name will fulfill all their material desires. So-called religiosity, economic development, fulfillment of material desire, and those who desire for liberation, Krishna will also give them liberation. But as if the Namara state, you get liberation. Yes. But the devotees, those have no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation, what will they get? They'll get Krishna prema. Understand? Yes. They have no desire. Those who have no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation, they are niskama bhakta. The Krishna nama, name of Krishna, Chintamani, will give them pure Krishna prema. Alright? If you are free from all desires, desire for material enjoyment, desire for liberation, then definitely you will get Krishna prema, definitely. As long as you have this desire, name will never give up. Understand? Anyabhyastha sunyam, jnana karma jnana vridam, ankulyena, krishnana sridanam, isn't it? Bhakti ruttama, Rupa Goswami said this. Anyabhyastha sunyam, no other desire, no desire for material enjoyment, sense enjoyment, sense gratification, no desire for liberation, ankulyena krishnana sridanam, just to serve Krishna favorably, that will please Krishna. That is uttama bhakti, pure bhakti. So, Vaishnava means you have no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. Mahaprabhu has taught us that thing in Asikyasaka, nādhanam nādhanam sunna sundarin kavitamba. Jagadīśa kāmaye mama janmani janmani śure bhavata bhakti ahītu vitvai. Isn't it? That Mahāprabhu's teaching. Na dhanam na dhanam na sundarīṁ kavitāṁ vā jagadīśa kāmaye mama janmani janmani śure bhavata bhakti ahītu vitvai. He jagadīśa, he jagannāt, aham dham. He jagannath, na dhanam. Mu dhanam aguni, na janam. Janam aguni, na sundarin kavitamba kamai. Sundari kavitaba, sundari sri pohokkari vapai maguni, kamana koruni. Mama janmani janmani sware bhavata bhakti rahetu vidhi. Janma janma dhari, apanka dhare, niskama bhakti ho, hoitugi bhakti ho. This is prayer. What prayer will offer? Dhamma jana nahi mago, kavita sundari. Dhamma jana Kavita Sundari, Sudha Bhakti Rehamare Krishna Kripagari. Mahaprabhu is practical teacher. He teaches you, he teaches us. What we shall beg from Krishna. Oh Krishna, I am not asking for material wealth. I am not asking for material followers. I am not asking for a beautiful lady to enjoy. What you are asking? What? What you are asking? Sudha bhakti rehamare Krishna kripagari. Krishna, only give me pure devotion. I am only devotion only. Understand? Life after life. Adi dahine punna mage. Dasya bhakti dana bhakti dhaine punna mage.
Dasya bhakti dana
apo nare kore sansari jiva bhimana. Apo nare kore sansari jiva. Mahaprabhu thinks
and serve His Supreme Lord. But His teaching, as He is teaching us, He thinks Himself, I am a conditioned soul. Huh? Like Mr. Ram. Huh? What? Allen. Mr. Allen. I am a conditioned soul like Mr. Allen. Isn't it? Yes. So give me the conditioned soul. And so many desires, so he may beg for wealth, material wealth, followers, or beautiful lady to enjoy, or mukti. But I am not asking for this. Please give me dasya bhakti, I will become your das. Even my servant. You understand? Do you understand? I am not asking anything for you. Only give me sudha bhakti. Pure devotion. That is Mahaprabhu's teaching. So, this is Vaishnava. This is Vaishnava. No desire. This is free from all sorts of little desire, free from the desire for liberation. Only ask for pure devotion. That is Vaishnava. But this is dharma. Vaishnava dharma. Ato evo namo matru Vaishnaviro dharma. Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, therefore, complete surrender unto the Holy Name is the dharma of a Vaishnava. Are you a Vaishnava? Mr. Allen? No, he is not Vaishnava. You don't want to be a Vaishnava. You want? Are you desirous of becoming a Vaishnava? Then this is dharma. Complete surrender unto the Holy Name, like obey nama matra Vaishnava dharma. This is the dharma of Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. Vaishnava in true sense. Do you understand? Completely surrender unto the Holy Name. Because name is identical with the Lord, Nami. Not different from Krishna. So if you have a chanting your name, a beautiful form of Krishna, Shyam Sundar, will appear before you. You follow it? Not only form, all his qualities, all his leela, Krishna Samadra leela, Nami Vidyaman, all leelas of Krishna are there in his name, holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. If you are chanting pure name, Prabhupada says offenseless name, yes. Prabhupada must say, chant, aparad, nama, aparad, offensive name or nama, vas, no. What do you say this purpose, Offenseless name, isn't it? Pure name, that is, you'll definitely get Krishna. Definitely in your whole age is Krishna. All his leelas, beautiful form, qualities, leelas, are all there in his name, holy name.
கிருஷ்ணர் சமுத்திரமே வித்தியமான் தான் மீன்ஸ் சைடிங் யுவர் நேம் தென் யுவர் நேம் இஸ் இல்லையா யு ஆர் இன் கிருஷ்ண லீராஜன் இசன்ட் இட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நோ ஹே ஃபூல் டல் ஹெட் டல் ஹெட் டல் ஹெட் crack this head crack dull head this head should be cracked nice head will crop up yes or cut off this nasty head a stool are there in the head not pure substance there therefore cannot understand this krishna ra samagra lila nama vidyama nama se parva tattva tumar bina Because name of Krishna, pure name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. So Krishna means his soul, his leader, his form, his qualities, his intellect, his pastimes, everything is Krishna. Do you understand? If you are chanting pure name, then you can immediately his pure, beautiful Shyam Sundar form will appear, not only that. All his lila will appear before you. That means you are in his lila now. Yes. This is name. Holy name. Understand? Yes. Yes. Chanting pure name means you are interacting with Krishna, you are dancing with Krishna, you are taking part in his lila. Yes. Because his pure name is not different from him. Different from his form, different from his qualities, different from his lila. Dull head. Understand? Now good head. Stool is gone. Yes, unless this head is cracked, how it will be? This should be cracked. Yes, finished. So this is our tattva. Rupa says, chant pure name. Firstlessly, never say, please, anyhow, chant, no. Not nama pravada, nama bhas. Prabhupada wants to get you Krishna, to give you Krishna. If you be chanting nama pravada, how can you get Krishna? How can you be with Krishna? Nonsense. These are all speculation going on. All speculation going on. Nothing else. Yes. Old speculation. Old speculation. Yes. This is all going on. So, if you completely surrender unto holy name, Krishna immediately accepts you. Your complete faith, unflinching faith, strong faith in holy name. Buddha Shuddha. You understand? That is required. Immediately, all your prarabdha karma finished, sinful reactions destroyed, consciousness, heart, mind becomes purified. Yes. Nami drudo hoile nai hoi pape mati nami drudo hoile nai pape mati purbo papo tando citta sudha ki purbo papo tando citta sudha
Oh,
বিদ্যা শক্তি না রাখে হৃদয়ে
পূর্ব পাপ দগ্ধ হয়ে চিত্তশুদ্ধ ইফ ইউ ডেভেলপ স্ট্রং ফেথ আনথিংকিং ফেথ ইন দ্য সোল ইন হিম দেন ইউর মাইন্ড ইজ পিউরিফাইড হার্ট ইজ পিউরিফাইড কনসিয়াসনেস ইজ পিউরিফাইড হাউ উইল ইট বি দ্যাট সাম সিম্পল ডিজায়ার উইল এন্টার ইন টু ইউ How? No scope at all. Understand? Wherever simple reactions are there previously, immediately they are all destroyed. Huh? Do you follow? They are all destroyed immediately. And your heart, mind, consciousness are all purified. Huh? Completely surrender unto holiness, such a sadhava, bhakta, understands it, that Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. All right? He understands it, and he has unflinching faith in it. Yes. Krishna is my only protector, Krishna is my only maintainer. He'll never think of his maintenance, never think of his protection, he's assured of it. Alright? Aham buddhya sakti naruthe hudaya dino hare nam vaisa varsavaya. He never says, I am mine. That is moha, delusion, is free from that. Always, always, day and night and be forever, he chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, in a very humble bent of mind, very humble bent of mind. We know Hare. No kodap, no pride he has. শুদ্ধ নাম যার মুখে তার দৃঢ় মন কৃষ্ণ হইতে বিচলিত নয় এ কথা শুদ্ধ নাম পিওর নেম ইজ কামিং আউট ওয়ান হু ইজ চ্যান্টিং পিওর নেম ইজ ভেরি স্ট্রং ইজ ভেরি স্ট্রং ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ভেরি স্ট্রং ইজ নট উইক ই নেভার ডেভিয়েটস হিমসেলফ ফর এ ওয়ান ফর এ মুভমেন্ট ইভেন ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ ইয়েস ইজ অলওয়েজ অ্যাটাচড টু কৃষ্ণ কনস্ট্যান্টলি অ্যাটাচড টু কৃষ্ণ চ্যান্টিং পিওর নেম Your pure name is Krishna, isn't it? So, what is Shraddha? Namre dhura vishwasku Shraddha kohadai. Ehi Shraddha va vishwasa thele, tumhe namre adhikari hova. Name roma atme jehi Shraddha vishwaso Thank you. ଦୋଧାସୀ ସର୍ବତ୍ର ପ୍ରକାଶୋ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମ ହିଁ ଜୀବନ ସର୍ବସ୍ୱ ଧନ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମାଶ୍ରୟ କଲେ ସର୍ବଶୁଭ କର୍ମ କୃତ ହୁଏ ଏ ପ୍ରକାର ବିଶ୍ୱାସକୁ ଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧା କୁହାଯାଏ ଯାହାର ଏ ପ୍ରକାର ଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧା ନ ହୁଏ ସେ ହରିନାମର ଅଧିକାରୀ ନୁହେଁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଦୃଢ଼ ଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧା ଅନଫ୍ଲିଞ୍ଚିଂ ଫେଥ୍ ଇନ୍ ହୋଲି ନେମ୍ ଷ୍ଟ୍ରଙ୍ଗ ଫେଥ୍ ଇନ୍ ହୋଲି ନେମ୍ ଡୁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଦାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧା ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଷ୍ଟ୍ରଙ୍ଗ ଫେଥ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦି ଇନ୍ ହୋଲି ନେମ୍ ଦି ଗ୍ଲୋରି ଇଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ହୋଲି ନେମ୍ ଶାସ୍ତ୍ର ସେଜ୍ ଦାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧା ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମ name of Krishna is my only asset. Invaluable asset. You have this faith, strong faith. You have? No. You have? No. Name of Krishna, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is my only asset, invaluable asset. Do you understand? One who accepts like that, one has strong faith in it. He is eligible to be initiated. Oh, never be initiated. No vigor. Can of faith. Faithless person. Sansayatma minasyati. A faithless person will perish, definitely will perish. In Gita, Krishna says, ଅଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧାନ ପୁରୁଷ ମଙ୍ଗ ପ୍ରାପ୍ୟ ନିବର୍ତ୍ତନ୍ତେ ମୃତ ସଂସାର ବର୍ତ୍ତନି ଗୀତା କୃଷ୍ଣ ଅଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧାନ ପୁରୁଷ ହି ହାଜ୍ ନୋ ଫେଥ୍ ଫେଥ୍ଲେସ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ହି ହାଜ୍ ଡନ୍ ଏଗେନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ୍ ଏଗେନ୍ ହି ୱିଲ୍ ଫଲ୍ ଡାଉନ୍ ହିୟର୍ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ଆଣ୍ଡ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡର୍ ଗୋ ଲଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ସ୍ପେସିଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଲାଇଫ୍ ହି କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଗେଟ୍ ମି ଇଜ୍ଣ୍ଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ସୋ ମିଷ୍ଟର୍ ଆଲେ ଡେଭଲପ୍ strong faith, unpleasing faith in holy name. This is my invaluable asset. No asset is there in material world. This holy name is my invaluable asset. If I take self-death of this holy name, complete surrender in the holy name, all activities are finished. Nothing is left out. All right? This is Shraddha. Understand? This is Shraddha. One who develops this Shraddha is the debating person to be initiated. He has a vigor. He is eligible. Otherwise, nobody is eligible. This is Shraddha. Do you follow? This is most important thing. Mahaprabhu's teaching. These are Mahaprabhu's teaching. Mahaprabhu had come to give us this thing. Made of Kali, no other means that. Varennam, varennam, nami, va kevalam, kalau, nasteiva, 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 vajiranyapa. Therefore Mahaprabhu says, no other means, no other means, no other means there in the age of Kali Juga only. Varennam, name of blood Hari, name of blood Hari, name of blood Hari. One has to accept and surrender. Understand? Mr. Lalan. Prabhupada here says, in particular he says here, our Krishna consciousness movement stresses the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra only, whereas those who do not know the secret of success for the sake of Kali unnecessarily indulge in the cultivation of knowledge, practice of mystic yoga, or performance of spiritual activities or useless austerities. They are simply wasting their time, misleading their followers. When we point out very clearly to our audience, members of opposing groups become angry at us. But according to the natural sastras, we cannot make compromises with these so-called jnanis, yogis, karmijans, tapasvis. When they say they are as good as we must say that only we are good. They are not good. This is not our obstinacy, it is injunction of sastras. We must not deviate from the injunction of sastras. This is conformed. You understand? Sastric evidences. So it says, the other sampradayas, you understand? Karmis, jnanis, yogis, tapasvis, upasvis, may be very great, but their performance, their teachings, their philosophy are very weak. Only cheating, yes, only cheating. Mahaprabhu has expressed this thing, he has preached this thing, quoting sastra, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu has pointed out that Krishna Kirtan, chanting the holy name of Krishna, is the only means of all auspiciousness of the whole world. You understand? All auspiciousness of the whole world. Yes. No other means is there. Harinam, harinam, nani, vakevalam. Emphatically says, three times, Ramnana, 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 you came only Ramnana, three times. Put stress on it, emphasize it, Do you understand? In this age of Kali. But, that should be kirtan or chanting of pure name of Krishna. Yes. That should be chanting kirtan or chanting a pure name of Krishna is not that nama bhasa or nama khyara or nama para. No. Yes. If you have other desires for material enjoyment, how to get more and more enjoyment, happiness for my own senses, and chanting Hare Krishna, that is not Krishna Kirtan. You understand? That may be nama parad or nama vas. Not pure name, that's not Krishna Kirtan, that is Maya Kirtan. Understand? That is Maya Kirtan. So we should not accept Maya Kirtan as Krishna Kirtan. Understand? Krishna Kirtan. Maya Kirtan as Krishna Kirtan. Krishna Kirtan means Kirtan of pure name of Krishna. Understand? Now, Nama Prad or Nama Bhas, that's simply alphabets coming. Simple words in the dictionary coming. That's not Krishna Kirtan. Then, if we are doing like that, definitely you are cheated. You are cheated. You are cheated. Yes. Definitely you are cheated, Baba Mr. Alev. Understand this thing. Yes. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching. There's difference between material names and name of Krishna. You know? Name of Krishna, the word Krishna, and the form of Krishna, their own Krishna, and different from Krishna. Bahir Militva Dat Kirtanam Tadeva Kirtanam. Many Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas, those are chanting pure name, will congregate together and chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is Sankirtana. This is Sankirtana. Do you understand? Sankirtana. It is not that this is some speculation called Pita Kirtana. Your imaginative kirtana. No. this, then if pure kirtan is going on, then there will be your mind, consciousness is all purified, there will be nothing of desire for sense gratification. Krishna is there. Huh? No desire. Huh? Many, so many kirtan groups are there, chanting kirtan. If there is cholera, there is outbreak of cholera in the locality, they all like, now start kirtan, thus the cholera will be, let's say,
go away.
That's not Krishna kirtan, Baba. Krishna kirtan means Krishna will appear, Baba. It's not to drive out cholera. That's not Krishna. Huh? Thereby that I'll get so many objects of sense enjoyment, I'll get liberation. No, that desire is there, then it's not Krishna kirtan. Einstein, he has no desire. If there will be pure kirtan, those who are impersonalists, their impersonalism will vanish. Example is, Prakashananda Saraswati is in Kasi, isn't it? The head of the Mayavadis. Huh? If there is pure kirtan, then the most materialistic persons will be purified, they will be free from all desires, and they will be real perfection. Example is King Pradharudra. Yes, he is a materialistic person, king. Dealing with women and money. Huh? What happened to him? When he heard the kirtan of Mahaprabhu, completely changed. Huh? Do you understand? And that's the supreme perfection of life. Understand? People were chanting pure names, many pure Vaishnavas congregating together as some. But together and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This pure transcendental sound vibration touches anybody, anything material, immediately. Mukti, do you understand? The tree will be liberated, a block of stone will be liberated, an animal, a dog, hawk, bird, beast, all will be liberated. Woman, man, those are eating soul, all will be liberated. Yes. Definitely. This example is when Mahaprabhu was passing through jungle, Jhari Khanda, jungle. He manifested this thing. The bird, beast, trees, creepers, the stones, all danced, all chanted Hare Krishna, all are liberated. Because no pure Krishna kirtan is there, we are not getting liberation. Yes. Still, we are under grip of Maya. Three modes of material nature. Are you free from the grip of three modes of material nature? Why? Because you are not chanting pure name. Yes. So you may be chanting hundreds, thousands, lakhs of lives. Three, this is low. What value? Cannot be free from the clutches of Maya, stringent love of material nature. Still conditions are. Therefore, Mahaprabhu appears for the benefit, for the welfare of everybody, the bird, beast, human beings, trees, mountains, creepers, for everybody. Yes. He appears. For the welfare of everybody. Because he is the only well-wishing friend of everybody. Isn't it? Only well-wishing friend of everybody. Without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no hope of our deliverance. You understand? Mahaprabhu appeared to teach his own bhakti yoga. Yes. He is an ocean of mercy, dayaru sagara. Nobody has shown such mercy. No avata has shown such mercy. He is ocean of mercy. Mahaprabhu appeared to give us real yogyata, what do you say? Qualification. The persons like us so unqualified persons. Mahaprabhu to give us real qualification to all unqualified persons. Understand? He is wonderfully merciful. Wonderfully merciful. We cannot comprehend his mercy, ever his mercy. He cannot fathom his ocean of mercy, cannot fathom his mercy. He has suffered his mercy, thereby he is prepared to give himself to you, Mr. Lahore. Understand? That is his mercy. He is prepared, he is suffering such mercy. But you are such a fool, rascal. You don't deserve it. You cannot have it. Understand? You cannot have it. Yes. Only human beings, very intelligent, wise human beings, they deserve it. They are eligible to get Mahaprabhu's mercy. A bumblebee goes to a flower. For what purpose? To suck some honey, isn't it? To suck some honey from the flower. Bumblebee goes there, sings sweetly, humming, humming song, and sucks a little honey, then leaves that flower, goes to another flower, isn't it? It is not that we should be like that. Understand my language? We should not be like that. All right, let us go there. Yes, you have something, let us go and leave and go to somewhere else. It's not like that. Our mind should not be like that, so flickering, fickle mind. Understand me? Constantly suck. If real honey is available, constantly suck. Like leech. Understand me? Leech like tenacity. Yes, not flicker. Flitting. That like a bumblebee. Pickle. Flies to another flower. Then from another flower, then from another flower. It's not like us. Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Wonderfully merciful. Yes. Ocean mercy. Mercy, ocean mercy cannot bear. And indiscriminately, he is showering mercy to one and all, even. Never be sinless whether is most fallen, degraded or very elevated person only deserves to give them. Do you understand? There is no such discrimination is there. He is prepared to embrace one and all. He has stretched his hand. Come to my fold.
You understand? Come to my fold, yes.
The love, the prema, is prema purusottama. Namo Mahabhudanyaya Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namne gaurotu ise nama. Srila Rupa Goswami gives this prana mantra for us to Mahaprabhu. Mahabhudanyaya, most munificent incarnation, because he gives Krishna prema. Nobody gives Krishna prema. Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namne is Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya. He has appeared in the name of Krishna Chaitanya. I pay my obeisances to him. So whatever prema, the love he gives, the karmis, jnanis, yogis. Do you understand? The Prabhupada says, jnanis, yogis, karmis and tapasvis. They cannot understand it. The beauty of their prema. Do you understand? The beauty of that prema cannot be seen, recognized by the karmis, jnanis, and yogis, tapasvis. They cannot. They cannot. Do you follow? But one who is completely surrendered, unconditionally surrendered, and to the lotus feet of Krishna, and to lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unconditionally surrender unto the holy name of Krishna, he gets it. Understand? One was not tinge of doubt in it. You understand? One was not tinge of doubt in it. Was strong faith. Unflinching faith in the teachings of Mahaprabhu in holy name, only he can get it. Otherwise, so-called karmis, jnanis, yogis, tapasvis, they have doubt, they cannot get it. Therefore, Prabhupada has said here, when they say they are as good as we are, we must say, that only we are good, they are not good. Yes, no compromise. This is not our obstinacy, it is the injunction of the Shastras. We must not deviate from the injunction of Shastras. Yes. Where is the question that Prabhupada deviated from Shastra? He said, you must deviate, sir. Why they say Prabhupada deviated from Shastra? No, they cannot understand Prabhupada. They cannot understand Prabhupada, yes. They have not understood Prabhupada. Therefore they say so. Prabhupada not deviated, no. You say, why say he at this purpose,
How would you be the Sampradaya?
If you deviate from Shastra, then you are no Sampradaya. You are Apta Sampradaya, Baba, Apta Sampradaya. He's criticizing Appa Sampradayas. The Appa Sampradayas. Understand? This is Mahaprabhu. Lord, the mercy of Mahaprabhu, you cannot understand him. You cannot understand him. That is known. That is known. Understand, Mr. Allen? Dalai. Yes! I am prepared! Let's say. To be completely renunciate. Yes. Giving up everything, I am prepared. To be completely renunciate. Yes. I am completely surrendered and the lotus feet of Chaitanya. Now question is raised. Who is Chaitanya? What do you mean by surrendering
into the lotus feet of Chaitanya. What do you mean by that? Huh? So like we surrender to a horse to move. Is this surrender? Understand my language? Understand? Huh? No? Dull head. Dull head cannot understand. Shall I be surrendered to a horse for movement? Understand? This type of surrender? You mean? No. Shall I be surrendered to money? Huh? Money, 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 brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. Shall I be surrendered to money? To drive away my deficit? This sort of surrender? Huh? Ramdas, this sort of surrender you mean? Huh? Is Chaitanya there to give us all sorts of enjoyment? Yes, therefore I am surrendering to him. Huh? You mean that? Is he an ordinary human being? Is he an ordinary preacher? Who is Chaitanya? He is sarva-dharana-dharana. Cause of all causes. He is Purushottama, Anadirari Govindam Sarva Karana Karana. Huh? Is he born out of cow, time? Past, present or future? Do you mean that like that? No. Cow has come out of him. Understand? He is beyond kala, kala-tita. Huh? He is a bag filled with bones. Huh? Place urine stones. Mucus bile air. Huh? Is a bag like that? Like Mr. Allen? He is the oldest person, Purana Purusha. Huh? Anadi Radir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Huh? He is the source of everything. What is saying? Adi, Sarva Adi, Sarva Ansi.
The origin
of everything, he has no origin. Huh? Isn't it? He is Parabrahma Paramahatma. He is Bhagavatvastu Bhagavan. Understand? Must understand. What is Chaitanya? Who is Chaitanya? You understand? So he has come to give you Krishna, Vipala. Give you Krishna. There is difference. There is no difference between the body of Chaitanya or Krishna and Krishna and Chaitanya himself. Name of Krishna and Krishna himself, there is no difference. Leela of Krishna and Krishna himself, no difference. Yes. But the ordinary jiva has difference. He is different from his body. Isn't it? Different from his body. I am not this body. First teaching. Chaitanya Dev never says, I am body. Does he say so? Never says. What he says?
Dehe Atmabuddhyoy Vivastirastha. If somebody identifies himself with the body, then what he is? Huh? What is? Dasyatmabuddhi kuno peti dhatuke sudhi kolpradi subhamujyadhi dattitthabuddhi salina karichi janesu abhigyesu saev bokhara. Chaitanya Dev quotes Bhagavata. Bhagavata says, most impartial shastra, never looks at the face of anyone, oh, Mr. Ale and Mr. Premji. So I shall not say like that, no. Most impartial shastra is Srimad Bhagavata. Jasyatmabuddhi kuno peti dhatuke sodhi kuno pradisvami jyadhi jatitthabuddhi salile naukarichi janesu abhigyesu Soyeva Gokhara. Huh? One was identified himself with the body. What is this body? This is a bag filled with three dhatus. Vata, pita, kapha, bile, mucus, air. Huh? You are this bag? No? Yes, yes. You are One was identified himself with this bag. His body is a bag filled with vata, pita, kapha, bile, mucus, air. You understand? Sodhi kolatradi subhamujyadhi. This says, and this body, those are related to the body, mind. Wife is mine, son is mine, daughter is mine, land is mine, property is mine. And the land in which the body is born is worshipable, says like that. He is not a human being. Janesu abhigyesu so eva gokhara, he may be great person in this material society, prime minister, president of the state, what may be. Is no better than a cow or ass, an animal, two-legged animal, Bhagavata says. And Mahaprabhu says the same thing. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu's body and Mahaprabhu identical, Krishna's body and Krishna identical, but for the case of jiva, there is difference. In respect to Krishna, there is no difference. Through pride, dehi jiva. Understand? You are a jiva. As I covered by body. All right, yes, covered by body. Then, such jiva thinks, this body is my property, and I am the proprietor. I am proprietor, and this body is my property. There are two types of body, gross and subtle. Who is the proprietor of this body? The two types of body. Who is the owner? Atma, soul, isn't it? Soul is the owner of these two types of body. Gross and subtle. Then mind. The one who thinks, and this body, he is not a human being. He is an animal, two-legged animal. Gokhara, he may be a cow or an ass. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is not that. You understand? This is misconception. You follow? This is misconception. One thinks, my body,
my gross body, my subtle body, I am mine. This is misconception. Yes. Ownership of these two bodies belongs to Atma, soul, isn't it? Mana. Mind, most important factor. Do you understand? Is chetana bhas. But this body, metal body, is a clump of material objects. Five gross material elements, kripaptija marudhyoma. These material elements, jara, unconscious. Those are jara, material things, they are unconscious. Is the consciousness here? They are unconscious. No conscious, devoid of consciousness. Gross body, material body, constituted of five gross elements, kripaptija marudhyoma, is devoid of consciousness. Whereas mind, chetana bhas, mind is chetana bhas. Understand my language? What is that? What is that?
Mind is a mirror of consciousness. The mind is a mirror of the consciousness.
Mirror?
Or reflection.
Reflection? Yes. It's a reflection. I don't know. It's a reflection of consciousness, a mirror of consciousness. Chetana bhasa. As for example, I'll give an example, I don't know what the English. When morning time comes, night going away. Do you understand? The eastern horizon becomes red. That indicates sun is rising. That is Suryabhas. Understand? Sun has not risen, but it indicates sun is rising. That is Suryabhas. Abhas. Similarly, mind is Chetanabhas. It's not conscious. It's not conscious. It's material mind. But not conscious. It's Chetanabhas. But it's a reflection of some consciousness there. Therefore, chetana bhava, therefore most importance, per se, has been put on mind. Yes. Mind is most important factor. Yes. Mana eva manusyanam karanam bandha mokheya. Yes. Mind is the cause of your bondage, cause of your liberation. Yes. But you are not mind. You are soul. Above mind. Isn't it? In Gita it has been said. Indriya bho param manaha, mana sadda para buddhi, ja buddhi tu para tasa. Isn't it? Indriya-bhyo-param-manaha. Manasada-buddhe-ja-buddhe-ja-parata-sa. Mind is superior to 10 kind, 5 karma, karmendriya, 5 jnanendriya, knowledge acquiring and working senses. 10 senses. Mind is superior to these 10 senses, known as 11th sense. The superior to mind is intelligence, manasattu para buddhe. And superior to intelligence is atma, soul, ego. Isn't it? So you are not mind, you are not body, you are not mind. You are superior to mind. That means you are master of the mind. Mind is under you. But what?
Mr. Allen, you have become servant of mind, isn't it? What your stupid mind prompts, you hear. Premji, yes. Yes, I'll read this magazine, very nice, naked. Women are there. See this TV, this picture, oh, nice, naked women are dancing, huh? Stupid mind prompts and does so. Very nice rasgulla, let me eat it, isn't it? Yes. Become the servant of mind, yes. Godas, Godas, huh? Servant of mind and senses. But you are supposed to be the master of the mind and senses, yes. But what have you become? Opposite. Instead of becoming the master of the mind and senses, you become the servant of mind and senses, Godas. You are supposed to become Goswami, but you become Godas. Therefore, you have been suffering, suffering from time immemorial. The mind is key point, most important. Yeah? Therefore, the Shastra says, Sadhu says, Guru says, conquer this mind. You understand? Conquer the mind. Control this mind. Mausunja. The controlled mind is your friend. Uncontrolled mind is your enemy. So Mr. Allen, you are with the enemy. Yes. Why are you with the enemy, Baba?
Why doesn't the mind automatically be your friend? Why does it automatically be your enemy?
Automatically?
Then if it automatically will be your
enemy. Baba, then why it is said you are the master? If it is automatic, you have nothing to do, huh? Nonsense. Hey! Dull-headed fellow. If it is automatic, nonsense. You are the master, Baba. You are above mind, mind is below you. How is it automatic? That is your duty. You have to control your mind. Yes, conquer the mind. Don't become the servant of the mind, become master of the mind. That teaching Mahaprabhu gives, that teaching we give, the followers of Mahaprabhu, that how you can become Goswami, not become Godas. Understand me? And this mind is a very important factor, that because it's Chetana Bhas. Chetana Bhas. Understand? Yes. Only you can, a human being can control, not a dog or hawk can control. No. They cannot. You understand? They cannot control. They cannot understand this thing, philosophy. This teaching is not given to them, teaching given to human being, because human being, human birth is really achieved birth, and the consciousness of the human being is superior to consciousness of other species. That's all. And you can raise the level of your consciousness to the highest level of consciousness, that is, complete Krishna consciousness. They cannot. The horse, dogs, or other species, bars or beasts, they cannot. They have no opportunity at all. But you have. But Mahaprabhu is so merciful, even dogs, horse, bars, beasts, they can be delivered. If you chant your name, and with this transcendental sound vibration, if it tosses the bars, beasts, false dogs, they'll be delivered. Yes? They'll be delivered. But you have to chant your name. They cannot chant, you see. Pasu pakhi bolite na pare, sunile hota ra pare. They cannot utter, but they hear, they'll be delivered.
Krishna.
That's your duty to chant pure name. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare
Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare.
Pure name you get, Krishna, completely purified. Purified consciousness, purified heart, purified mind, complete Krishna consciousness. Chant pure name, then transcendental sound vibration touches vast beasts, mountains, trees, creepers, germs, worms. They are delivered, they are delivered. Such good is there. You can do such good. If you can't chant pure name, you cannot do good to yourself, but to speak of doing good to others, Baba, Mr. Allen. What Mahaprabhu is, you understand? What is Mahaprabhu is? Satinandana Gaura Hari Ki
Jai!
Satinandana Gaura Hari Ki
Jai!
Sankirtana Gajanaka Gaura Hari Ki
Jai!
Padita Pavana Satinandana Gaura Hari Ki
Jai!
You were explaining a bee goes from, a bumblebee goes from lotus, one lotus, to the another lotus to...
Hello.
Yes. To gather honey.
Yes.
I understood that it's not proper.
Huh?
Bumblebee goes... Because I could not understand the harm in that, but...
Goes to one flower. Comes there. Sucks some money. Then leaves. Huh? Goes to another flower.
Sucks again some honey.
Then goes to another flower.
Hmm.
So, what is this love?
What is this?
Love!
I see.
Pretender, great pretender. Bumble is a great pretender. Comes, says, the flower is attracted, allows or likes of me, but leaves. Pretender, pretender. What is this love? Huh? Khapatyo prithi. Love with pretension. But Mahaprabhu's love is not like that, Baba. Understood? Dumb head.
Radharani should criticize Krishna like that.
Yeah. But Krishna is not like that.
He became his Mahaprabhu.
That's when he became Mahaprabhu. To pay back, he became indebted to Radharani that he stole Radharani's dhab, sentiment, mood and complexion, and now crying like Radharani for Krishna. Paying back.
No more Madhusudan.
Yes. It's
which is a verse you were reading in Madhila chapter 8. Kaviraj Goswami says this thing, Hena Kripa Maya Chaitanya na bhaja ye jana Sarvottama ha'ilo sara asuri ganana.
Yes, asuri ganana.
So that someone who doesn't worship Mahaprabhu, even though they may be very pious or good person in so many ways, is considered to be a demon.
Demon, yes, a demon.
So how do we understand persons, for example, maybe in the Sri Sampradaya, they're worshipping Vishnu, even Krishna, but they don't worship Mahaprabhu.
Therefore, it is said, Atchaitanam idam visvam chaitanam isvam nam hajek sarva sastra jnapri bhamyante te gana. He may be a great scholar, maybe knowing sastra, but not doing Mahaprabhu's bhajan, nam hajek. In spite of his scholarship, sastra-gyan, he cannot deliver, he will revolve here in the cycle of birth and death. Prabhupada Saraswati Path says like Chaitanya Chandra.
Spiritual form is eternal without beginning.
Huh?
Spiritual form is eternal without beginning.
Eternal, yes.
But what about our spiritual form, which is not manifested? It will manifest.
It will manifest.
But it's like a beginning.
It will manifest. If you follow the Mahaprabhu's teaching, accept a bona fide guru, Gaura Priya Jana, a dear devotee of Gauranga. Then serve Krishna, engage yourself in loving service to Krishna under his guidance, do bhajan under his guidance, gradually. You'll be free from all anarthas. You'll be purified, your heart will be purified, consciousness will be purified. Then it will be revealed. Understand? Swarup will be revealed. Form will be revealed. Understand? So otherwise, it will not be revealed to you.
So this form is there, but it's not revealed.
It will not be revealed because it's covered up. The thick layer is there. Unless the layer, thick layer is lifted, how it will be revealed? Thick layer. Layer should be lifted. Then it will be revealed. Very thick layer.
Those layers are anarthas?
Anarthas. Layers are anarthas. Yes.
Prabhupada said one time it's there as a seed, when it's in the Guru Maharaj. That form is there, but it's in a seed-like form.
Form is there. In seed form it may be, in word form it may be. But it's eternal form. Jiva Swarupa hai Krishna Nitya Das. The Swarupa of Jiva is eternal servant of Krishna. But you cannot see it, you cannot understand it, you cannot realize it. No. They're covered up with intense darkness of ignorance and the clutches of Maya. How can you understand? How can you know? No.
That form is fixed, Gurudev? It is fixed?
Oh yes, eternal. Yes.
Eternal, that means that we're with Krishna now, but we don't know. Is that right?
What?
Eternally with Krishna, that means that we're with Krishna now, but we can't understand that. Is that right? Or is that...
What do you say?
If the jiva is eternally with Krishna,
it doesn't mean that eternally with Krishna. No. You are eternal servant of Krishna. But you are not now the servant of Krishna. You have become Maya Das. Now you are Maya Das. You are servant of Maya now. But your swarup is this. That Mahaprabhu is teaching. Your swarup, you are eternal servant of Krishna. Now you are Maya Das. Now you should think of how to get out of the clutches of Maya. Now we become Krishna Das. Then I'll be situated in my conscious position.
Does the Guru reveal that form, or the name reveals that form? Holy name reveals that form, or the Guru reveals that form?
How can you understand holy name without the mercy of Guru? Unless the Guru chants holy name, utters holy name, how can you wake up? Your deep slumber. Hip is rolling, half naked, boys and girls, rolling on the ground, mad, intoxicated. Such a marijuana LSD. Isn't it?
Yes.
Very strong drugs. Prabhupada went there, chanted to your name. They woke up. Yes, they woke up. So, this is when that name comes out from the lips of such pure Vaishnava, then effect is there. But name is there in the Shastra. So can you stand up your name? No? It must come out from the lips of your Vaishnava. When it touches you, then wake up. Yes. Understand?
Maharaj, you said that we should be like a bumblebee and just keep sucking the honey from the lotus flower. But how does it not become a mosquito?
Don't become mosquito. Mosquito only creates disturbances, bites. Huh? So the bumblebee, but not go away. Fixed bumblebee. Sri Guru Charana Padma. That we have explained in our Guru Bandana. Guru's feet is like lotus flower. So bumblebee will go there, stick there. It's not go away. Padma Madhu, the special type of honey, is Padma Madhu. It's not ordinary honey. It's not honey bumblebee may get from any other flower. No, it's Padma Madhu. Honey, special type Madhu. Honey is there. Lotus. And bumblebee should stick there. It's not go away. So if bumblebee goes away, you cannot get it. It's fickle. His love is cheating, pretension only. No cheating, no pretension, pure love, sticking. Yes. You read that book? Have you that book?
We read that book.
Yes. Read it again and again. It's not easy. Once reading, you can understand. Again and again, very deep, then you understand.